News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. It is Saturday, the 8th of February, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people,
We're back.
Are listening to Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And we are going to be bringing you news and views and information and maybe even taking a couple of calls today. You heard a new voice today. You heard Dan. And who would Dan be?
Dan happens to be a technician that works for me over at Enright PC Management, and I asked Dan to sit in here today from time to time if I'm not here. Kind of get him used to it and have him fill in once in a while for me.
Perfect. Perfect.
So Dan will be here too, and we more or less feed off of each other, kind of teaching each other stuff because, as you well know, in our business, we can't. If you say you know it all, then I'd walk away.
You're lying if you say you know it all.
Exactly. In our business, every day, we literally pass information back and forth to each other on different tips and tricks that we're picking up.
Yep. Let's go to the news, however. We're going to start with Steve because he's not ready.
I'm always ready.
I
was just trying to check
this out.
Can we
ask Shirley?
According to System International, the standard unit...
I love it when you talk dirty.
Ooh.
Well, I've been meaning to correct you on this for a while, and I keep forgetting. The standard unit of measurement for dates is no longer Anno Domini.
It isn't.
Because of its religious overtone.
Oh, right.
It is now CE for Common Era.
Common Era, right. It used to be, by the way, CE for Christian Era. Now it's CE for Common
right.
Era.
And BCE for Before Common Era. They're still using the birth of Christ is 0 point,
right?
Which is wrong anyway.
Right, because he was born in about 7 B.C., but we blame that on Dennis the Short.
Yes, poor Dionysius got his math wrong.
Right.
That figures.
Anyway, as...
And there are a whole bunch of people who are saying, like, they're calendar geeks, too, now.
Well, I remember we looked all this up back in the year 2000.
Right.
And actually, last weekend was also year 4700 on the Chinese calendar. We celebrated Chinese New Year by watching Jet Li documentaries, Once Upon a Time in China.
Oh, yes, exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Well, there are more of those than there are of Land Before Time, and I didn't think it was possible for any series to have more pieces than Land Before Time.
We only got through two of them before we fell asleep. About 3 hours each.
Well, then you saw the two good ones.
The first two were with me.
Well, hopefully then he started from the front.
Right.
But yeah, the point was it's year 4700 on the Chinese calendar. It's year 2000 on the Christian calendar. You know, dates are meaningless.
It's almost the end of the universe in the Mayan calendar. Their calendar actually ends shortly.
What are they going to do after that?
There is no more anything after that.
Well, according to Stargate, they're on another planet.
Okay, we'll move on to the actual news
the actual
now.
News.
Yeah, really.
What was interesting is last week when I was getting the audio file from the previous week ready to upload, I'm listening to it to make sure the recording worked okay, and I'm talking about the new PowerBooks that got released at Macworld in early January, and we're saying that there were rumors about new machines coming, and it would be silly for Apple to release new machines after a major trade show. Well, we were all wrong. A week after that a major happens. major trade show, Apple released a brand new professional tower machine, increased the clock speed, dropped the price, and made it all whiz bang. And on the internal front, they put in quieter fans. The last revision of models, there were a lot of
they didn't have fans.
Well, the long time ago, they had no fans, but now the last revision got nicknamed the wind tunnel computer. There's actually five fans in it.
Wow.
Two on the power supply, one on the video card, one on the optical drives, and a big honking one on the CPUs. And they were really, really, really loud. So in this new revision of PowerMac, they have put in quieter fans to cut down on that noise. So now we have a 1 gigahertz machine starting at $1,499, so they dropped the price on that several hundred dollars. The high-end machine is now a dual 1.42. For $26.99. It was an $800 drop on the high-end machine. And the
you could buy one of those and two iPods.
And two iPods, right. they also
put each iPod up to a different ear.
Yeah, right.
Different ear, yep. They also released new monitors with significant price drops. The 17-inch digital Apple Studio display dropped to $6.99, $300 drop. The 22-inch was actually discontinued and dropped in price $1,500. And so any left in the channel got a $1,500 drop, replaced with a 20-inch LCD that actually has a higher resolution than the 22-inch for less than half the price the 22-inch was.
Wow.
So now the 20-inch digital is $1,299. The 23-inch monitor dropped $1,300. So now 23-inch for $2,000. So very, very nice at the high-end Pro line.
You want to talk about some people being really ticked off if you just bought it a couple weeks ago?
Right, because the trade show came out. They didn't announce anything. All right, I can buy my computer now the next week. Right.
Right.
So then, to make matters worse, the week after that...
but wait, there's more.
New consumer machines came out. A new revision of the iMac, the flat screen. They took the two best-selling models, which was the 15-inch with a combo drive, dropped its price down to $12.99, raised the clock speed. They took the 17-inch with the super drive, which was their best-selling model, dropped it $300, raised the clock speed, so faster machines, lower price.
So now you're paying less to get more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, it's innovation at Apple.
Innovation at Apple. They also dropped the price on the eMac down to $9.99 for the base model and $13.99 with a super drive. So now a DVD recording authoring studio to make your own home movies onto DVD starts
$1,400.
$1,400, right. So that was last week. Rumors are rife that this week, new iBooks will come out.
Jeez and crackers.
Because we had the PowerBooks in January. The next week was the Power Macs. The next week was the iMac. The only thing left is the iPod. Toshiba is now shipping a 40-gig, 1.8-inch hard drive that the iPod uses, so there's rumors on that. And the last major revision they need to make is in the iBooks themselves, so everyone's anxiously awaiting what's going to happen this week.
Well, all right, stay tuned next week for another 4 hours of Steve Ray reading prices. Dave.
Can I be Dave?
Yeah.
I hope so. After last week, you know, you talk about viruses going around. I don't know how many folks have gotten hit, but man, that flu out there right now.
You're talking about a human actual.
Yeah.
You.
I felt like I got hit by a freaking freight truck.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you he looks like he's been hit by a freight
truck. No lie. And this is doing good after a week and a half. I mean, talk about getting hit by a virus. I mean, I was literally horizontal. But meanwhile, back to the real world. Try to keep it up.
The real world of computers. Now, this story relates directly to our poll of the week.
Yep, which is now Dell is literally, and I didn't think this would happen for, to be honest with you, I didn't think this was going to happen for a while yet. But Dell is literally going to phase out their floppy drive. You know, you can still get it if you want, but now it's not going to be a standard item. If you want it, you're going to have to ask for it and have it put in. Not like it's super expensive anyways. I mean, you can buy another floppy for $15, but it's just another way that they can sit there and cut back their prices.
Right.
And very few things nowadays, unless you're going to just move a file and you want it quick on a floppy, floppies are becoming something of the past.
Well, unless you need to boot from them for whatever reason.
But
well, now you can boot
from
your
CDs. Most CDs you can. The other important thing
No, let's save that one for after the break.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Dan
Deary,
and Jesse and me, we're all going to be here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
News Radio 1180. WHAM.
Hey, everybody, this is Glam's health and fitness reporter, Liz Bonus, and you might want to watch what you put in your mouth. And, of course, if you need a little help doing that, we have our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. Those are free, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. It's all the stuff we talked about Monday through Friday in Grand Morning News and in our Saturday hour at 11 a.m.
Be sure to pick up the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers at Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, at the Craft Antique Co-op on Ridge Road West in Greece, and at Agape Physical Therapy, 92 West Avenue in Brockport.
Still thinking about an Acura, BMW, Lexus, Audi, or any other vehicle in that class? Then it's time to consider a Volvo. When it comes to safety, style, and performance, Volvo exceeds most cars in its class. And today, best Volvo can lease you a 2003 Volvo S60, loaded, all-wheel drive, for just $399 a month.
I get the best price. It's super comfortable. It's just a pleasure to drive.
Pull away from the pack in a new all-wheel drive Volvo S60 for $399 a month. Best Volvo has loaded this exquisite S60 with automatic, leather, sunroof, CD, climate package, and more. Just $399 a month. While they last, today at Best Volvo.
Best Volvo.
Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue. Lease is $399 a month for 48 months. Amount due delivery is $1,000 down, plus tax, fees, security deposit, first payment, and acquisition fee. For more information, call 1-888-621-8873.
At Red Lobster, we're celebrating our 35th birthday with all-you-can-eat shrimp, featuring our often-imitated, never-duplicated popcorn shrimp. And while everyone knows it's not polite to talk or sing with a mouthful of tasty popcorn shrimp, humming's fine. So come in now to celebrate Red Lobster's 35th birthday. Okay, guys, if you can stop humming. Really, stop. For the seafood lover in you. Cute.
Okay, guys, does this sound familiar?
Oh, honey, don't worry about Valentine's Day.
Which really means
I love jewelry and chocolate.
JCPenney has you covered. 20 to 60% off fine and fashion jewelry. A diamond heart pendant with chocolates for only $79.99. And 25 to 50% off stylish lingerie. Which really means
oh, honey, you're the best.
It's all inside JCPenney.
This is not a break of the prices. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale ends February 14th.
It's Tom from Hotwire, the site that gets you great deals on travel. Hotwire has amazing deals like four-star hotels at two-star prices. Listen to some of these amazing hotel rates on Hotwire.
Four-star hotel, downtown Baltimore.
Nice. $96.
That's a four-star hotel for a two-star price.
Sounds awesome.
Four-star hotel, downtown Boston.
No. 92? I just did a ton of looking. I didn't find anything that good.
That's great.
Purchases are final. Hotels, flights, and rental cars. Hotwire can do it all. Rates change all the time. So for guaranteed hotel savings, take the Hotwire Travel Challenge.
This year, when your special Valentine opens their gift, will they say, interesting, or wow, you really love me? Make sure it's wow with 10% off cool gifts from Radio Shack, like digital cameras, wireless phones, a home theater, and more. Only when you use your Radio Shack Answers Plus credit card this weekend only. Don't have an Answers Plus card? Apply today at Radio Shack. 10% off most purchases paid with Answers Plus card through 2903. Computers, PDA services online and special orders excluded at participating stores. May not be combined with any other discount offers. Void where prohibited.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show. On News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
And I'm Dan DeYeary.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And we are back. Dan, you're fine.
Don't try this at home. He is a professional.
Apparently not today. I'm not. Now, last night, I have to tell you, I had a hot date with a gorgeous brunette.
Ooh.
We went out and danced till, 10 o'clock because it was the father-daughter dance, and I had to get her back home to go to bed.
Wait a minute. Who gave out first? You
so,
or her?
Oh, me. No question. Yeah. No, 10 o'clock rolls around. She's ready to party.
I'm thinking,
thank God it's 10. We can go home now.
You had to be home by 10 to get your date in bed.
Exactly. That's when they closed the place. I've been thrown out of better places. Well, no, this was in a church, so there really aren't that many better places. But I've been thrown out of other places. We had a great time last night, but consequently, I had sherbet punch. It wasn't like I was drinking. We're at a father-daughter event in grammar school.
Yeah, but what did you spike it with?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like three or four dads around the punch bowl with a little hip flash.
They were,
right?
Too. They're all passing around these things. No, thank you. But Dan has actually a very important news item. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, it's spyware here. The program that installs, it's called Xupiter. It's Xupitr. And what it does, it doesn't look like you're downloading it, but it in the background it will install on your computer. And it will download. It's like a toolbar in Internet Explorer. And even In my computer, if you try to open up my computer, it will crash your system, give you all these types of errors and things like that. And I've seen it on a lot of computers. I had one just this past week, actually. I had to get rid of it. If you do a start and then find files and do a search for this program, it'll come up with a list of files and delete those to get it off your system. But once you delete that, you won't get any more errors in Internet Explorer or My Computer or things like that. But
excellent. It's a big problem. I've talked this. It hijacks your homepage.
Yep.
It sends information about where you're surfing to back to Zupiter. It pops up ads. So even if you've got pop blockers or whatever you've got, it still pops up. It's a horrible piece of junk. And we hate the people who wrote it, just so you know. We're going to go to the phones now, and we are going to Oh, here's a shock. Look at this. It's
Bruce.
No. Who? Unbelievable. I hope you're all
Bruce
sitting down.
Bruce from, let me guess, Henrietta.
Thank you, Kresgen. Oh. Bruce, how are you today?
Hanging in there, guys.
That's what I like to hear.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess you're forced to on radio.
Yeah, we can give you anything we want.
I see. Okay. Well,
it's Saturday.
Today.
There's nobody here. It's not like anybody from Wham is sitting out there. Any of the big brass are sitting out there. So we can do whatever we want. So
right. We'll
be taking our clothes off while you talk, Bruce. Go ahead.
Just don't put it on the web, please.
Well, we got to get that webcam.
Got to get the webcam.
Right. Okay. You guys used to simulcast a long time ago.
Long ago,
right. Well, speaking about long ago, the next We Do Windows User Group meeting, which is on coming Thursday the 13th at Brian Stratton at 7 to 9, John Larish.
I love John. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I've known John for over 20 years. I met him first at Kodak where he was doing presentations from returning from trade shows and symposiums to employees, to the technocrats and the bureaucrats. And
right.
Giving us a heads up as to what's going on out there, since not everybody gets to go to the trade shows and symposiums. And I thought it was a great job. In fact, I eventually got into a similar position doing set of analysis. And in any case, John is going to be making the presentation to our group and talking about convergence.
Cool.
How your PDA and your cell phone and your MP3, all these things are turning into one little product.
Right. Yeah, but see, here's the problem with convergence. If you talk to people who make or are involved in television, they tell you it's all going to converge around the TV. If you talk to people who make or are involved in computers, they tell you it's going to converge around the computer. So I don't think we're quite at the convergence point yet.
Well, it's a trend.
Yeah,
it's
exactly,
trend.
Exactly.
And he's going to talk about that, and we're fortunate that the presentation source is going to lend us one of their high-end video projectors.
Very nice.
So, I have no idea which one they're going to share with us. They might even come along and talk about it a little bit. So we'll see what happens coming up on Thursday. It's free, as usual, as always.
Great.
And I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
The first one is targeted to Steve. Is I was reading in a Mac-oriented publication that the Mac hardware still hasn't seemed to be using USB 2.0. Is there a reason why they're not going to USB 2.0?
FireWire is better?
Well, yeah. But
most likely. A lot of people talk about USB 2.0's 480 megabit transfer rate, but that's the theoretical maximum the specification allows for. Actual real-world performance is significantly lower than that. It is kind of surprising that Apple didn't put it on their latest revision of motherboards, because they are starting now to use the FireWire 800. Which is the next generation of FireWire port. It's kind of interesting because Apple pretty much kickstarted the whole USB revolution to begin with back with the iMac. But it is an Intel technology, and we're not too sure we want to embrace it that deeply. So there are inherent inabilities in the USB specification for high performance or high bandwidth traffic. And that's why it's primarily useful for low-speed devices like keyboards and mice and things. FireWire is much better for high-performance devices like scanners and digital cameras and hard drives and things like that. And now the new FireWire is even faster. So it's almost a likelihood that they might ignore USB 2 completely and keep going up with the FireWire, because that's where the speed really is.
But USB peripherals are usually a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little cheaper than FireWire, but significantly slower. If you're looking for performance, you want FireWire.
Yeah, but most of your scanners, your cameras, and even your PDAs and all that are coming out USB right now.
Right. So and USB 2 devices are backward compatible with USB 1.1 that Apple does use. So it's interesting to see how they're responding to the marketplace, that it's typical in the Apple world to go for the better performance, better quality, and it's typical in the PC world to go for the cheaper price. So trying to get the two sides to meet with each other is proving to be interesting.
Well, that sounds like another beta VHS, Wintel,
yeah, exactly.
Apple Mac.
My standard is better than your standard.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I got a question for you, Bruce. Wait a minute, I got a question for you. Did you guys ever get on our calendar?
Haven't successfully yet. I made that one attempt, and you and I have to probably do some real-time discussion on this.
Yeah, we'll have to get together. Because we do have folks out there who should know we have the Soundbites user group event calendar. There are only a couple of people out there right now. The Rochester Computer Society is out there, a couple of others. So if you are the person who schedules things for your group, you can get right on our calendar. Go to our website. You'll find a link to the calendar. From there, you'll find a link to send us an email to get you on the calendar.
And continuing to speak of calendar events and users groups, I should point out that the Apple Cider meeting is also this Wednesday.
Why aren't they on here?
I'll have to talk to Jim. I was just looking at now. The guy I put in charge, I happen to be president of Apple Cider, the guy I put in charge of updating the calendar. Our meeting is going to be Wednesday, February 12th, 7 p.m. East High School Forum Room. And we're going to be talking about iLife, so you can come and get a life.
Great. Oh. Okie doke.
Well, my question is, a friend has asked me about why his digests won't mount anymore. He says he has about 3 dozen cartridges and half a dozen drives, and it won't mount on any combination. Have you heard anything about some sort of, maybe not a cook of death, but old age affecting the digest media or drives?
Well, it is a magnetic disk, so it can be affected by temperature and magnetic fields and things like that.
Right, magnetic fields decay.
Did they update their operating system recently? Or
because he even described it not even hooked up to any machine.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is, and a lot of folks don't realize,
could very well be just a dead drive.
Or right now,
the several drives and
hello,
several disks.
The homes have been closed up since, like, October. And one thing that rampant in a lot of homes is static electricity.
Yep.
Yep.
You can be going over there and just go ahead and grab them, and all of a sudden, zap them. I mean, my one daughter's house, I can go over there, just walk over to the light, and all of a sudden, and you see literally a spark go from my finger over to the light switch.
Yeah. Yeah, it could easily be that kind of stuff, though.
It's great on getting the grandchildren, too. Rub your feet on there, go over there and snap them.
Well, you
see how high they
rub them on something and then stick them to the ceiling?
Stick them to the ceiling and then they're good.
Balloon?
Yeah. Listen, I got to move on, Bruce.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Our next caller, Jim from Rochester. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Yeah, I updated a driver for my monitor.
Yep.
And must be you have to deactivate Norton antivirus or something when you do stuff like that?
Sometimes, yes, you do. Because you're changing a driver, Norton is one of the programs that assumes drivers should be kept inviolate. So if you go to update one, you need to shut down your antivirus for that time you're updating because it won't allow you to change the driver.
What OS are you using?
What?
What OS?
98SE.
Because normally you can just take a plug and play.
Well, let me explain what happened is now it won't live update anymore. It says I've got an internal error, and it gives me a number, and it's got all this stuff going on. I try to live update, and it doesn't do it.
Live update for what, Windows?
No, for Norton antivirus. It won't let me do that anymore.
I suggest reinstalling.
Right, so I just go in and reinstall it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uninstall
and then immediately do, well, uninstall it first,
yeah.
Right. Then reinstall it again, do a live update immediately.
Okay.
And then it should work.
All right.
Okie doke.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave and Steve and Dan and Jesse and me, Nick, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait.
We were there for you then.
The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated.
and we're here for you now.
We have every reason to assume the worst, and we have an urgent duty to prevent the worst from occurring.
Bringing you in-depth team coverage of the events in Iraq.
We are now in Iraq.
When news breaks out,
we want to send them a message.
We break in.
We cannot wait for the final proof.
News Radio 1180.
It could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
WHAM.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984 and is a Corel approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
A new star has been born into the world of diamonds. A diamond that sets new standards for fire and brilliance. It's the Sitara diamond, exclusive to Littman Jewelers. What makes the Sitara a thing of glory is the brilliance of its cut. A cut that produces more facets, 89 to be exact. 31 more than the standard brilliant cut diamond. This enables the Sitara to reflect more light, to blaze with breathtaking splendor. Think what a wonderful Valentine's Day gift it would make. A half-carat Sitara diamond solitaire ring is $1,999. A three-diamond ring, 1 carat total weight, $2,999. Each Sitara diamond comes with its own unique diamond certification. Your guarantee you now own one of the most brilliant new stars in the world of diamonds. Exclusive to Littman Jewelers. For all those special times.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
You want reliable wireless minutes, you need the most reliable national wireless network. That's the Verizon Wireless Network. If only this guy knew. Out for a romantic Valentine's dinner? He just proposed. She said yes. Now it's time to call the family, but these lovebirds can't find a wireless signal. With the Verizon Wireless Network, they could be celebrating the good news with everyone by now. Oh, and here's a great deal. Right now with the National Family Share Plan, you and your sweetheart can get two separate lines for just $59.99 monthly access. You'll share unlimited night and weekend minutes, plus get 400 anytime minutes to share on the America's Choice Network. Great wireless and terrific value. Perfect couple.
Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Subject to customer agreement and calling plan with new annual agreement. $175 early termination fee applies. Other restrictions apply. Tri-mode phone required. See store for details. See VerizonWireless.com for network claim support.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
If you're a successful, entrepreneurial-minded person with sales management or business experience who has made good money but wants to make the jump to $300,000 to $700,000 a year or more, then I'd like to talk to you. My name is Rich Harshaw. I'm the CEO of Y2 Marketing, the nation's leading marketing solutions firm. 6 years ago, I started this business from scratch and quickly grew it into a multi-million dollar industry leader and personally became a millionaire. Now I'm aggressively seeking experienced, entrepreneurial people in your area to fill the overwhelming demand for our marketing services. This proven turnkey business gives you the flexibility to set your own hours and allows you to earn an income ranging from $300,000 to $700,000 a year within the first 12 to 18 months of starting, even more after that. This is not network marketing, MLM, or anything else like that. It's a real business. We'll be holding free seminars here locally soon. For details, give us a call at 1-888-800-0250 and we'll send you a free prospective agent package with an audio CD overview of the business and more details. Reserve your package by calling 888-800-0250. That number again, 888-800-0250.
Don't miss a special two-hour tax-saving edition of Money and More with guest CPA Joe Valvo this Sunday, 7 till 9, on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco.
on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, I am Nick Franchetta.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Dan Dieri.
That would make me Jesse Graff.
It would have to make you Jesse Graff. And you're delighted to be Jesse Graff. See what I mean? We'll get back to the phones in just a minute, but real quick, for those of you who are into volunteering, I have to remind everybody, a couple of weeks ago, Tony Fusilla on this very show volunteered to help a not-for-profit group.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get up on Linux. I was very impressed with that. Tony impresses me all the time. I can't help it. But
he's like that.
There is a new group that needs some help. It's the United Way of Greater Rochester. We all know the good that they do. They are working on a community-wide initiative to alert working poor families and individuals to the availability of the federal and state earned income tax credit and to help them apply with free tax assistance provided by trained volunteers. They've got all the tax preparers and tax preparation sites that they need. Well, they've got twice as many as they had last year, I think. And the earned income tax credit is a very cool thing. It's raised more families out of poverty than any other government program, but about $20 to $25 million goes unclaimed from Monroe County alone. And here's what they need. The IRS provides software and portable computers sometimes to the volunteer tax preparation sites so the returns can be filed electronically. People can get their money sooner. Four local banks have volunteered to provide free savings accounts to those with no bank account so they can get the returns even quicker via direct deposit. What they need is some volunteer computer experts to provide support to the sites to troubleshoot getting them up and running and doing problem solving. The computers themselves, the IRS software, and internet connection. These sites have varying levels of expertise. They need about 15 hours a week for the next 4 to 6 weeks, most heavily right now. There's a lot of you folks out there who are computer knowledgeable. There are a lot of you who are currently unemployed. This would be a great enhancement to your resume and a great way to do networking in the humans sense, not in the plug this wire into this router sense. So if you have a desire to do that, and it's a great, great thing, make contact with Kathy Lewis, who is the Director of Community Partnerships of the United Way of Greater Rochester. Her phone number is 585, that would be the area code, 242-6567. That's 242-6567. If you've got the time and the ability to volunteer, they need people who know what they're doing, and we know that there are a lot of you out there listening, give Kathy a call at the United Way of Greater Rochester. We'll have a link. Probably won't be a real link. It'll just be a phone number up on our site. I heard a website today. But call Kathy Lewis. That's Kathy with a K and Lewis, E-L-E-W-I-S, at 585-242-6567 and volunteer. It will help our community, and it will make you feel a whole lot better. So do that. Right, well, I guess Monday morning. She probably isn't sitting by the phone right now, so do that Monday morning. We're back to our phones, though. We're sitting right here, and we are now talking to Arnold in Webster. Welcome, Arnold. What's your question?
My question is this. I have a 28.6 gigabyte hard drive. I'm only using 1.84 gig. I'm running on 98 SE. I have it set for scheduled tasks, but defrag just because keep things running smoothly, and after...
What's your operating system?
98 SE.
Okay, go ahead.
I have it set to run at night. I came in the next day and see what was happening, and after about 18 hours of defrag, it said 1%. What could I possibly be that would slow down defrag that much?
Okay, it's probably restarting all the time because... if you're not in safe mode, it's going to keep restarting the defrag because things are going to be accessing the hard drive all the time. So you want to start up in safe mode.
Safe mode, run it safe mode.
Yeah. Which means you cannot schedule it to run automatically.
Right. Okay.
Yep. You're either in safe mode or in DOS mode. A couple of things about defrag, just for everybody, for the general public who need to know this. Defrag, the point of defragging is this. When you save files to the hard drive, they get saved one after the other, laid out on the hard drive the way they get saved. If you delete one, you leave a hole. The next thing you save starts out in that hole. If it's smaller than the hole, you're done. If it's bigger than the hole, then only part of the file gets saved in the hole. The rest of it gets saved somewhere else, and that ends up fragmenting that file. That means that in the long run, if you've got a lot of fragmented files, it takes the drive longer to read them.
So microseconds longer.
Yes, exactly. Microseconds longer. Defragging your hard drive makes each of those files with no fragments, they call it contiguous, and so they'll load microscopically faster. The problem with defragging is it really exercises your hard drive. If you want to kill your hard drive fast, defrag regularly. It wears out the hard drive faster than using it constantly for 2 years. So you really don't want to defrag too often, and you really don't want to defrag in anything except DOS mode or safe mode. We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with all of us on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Listen, then you'll understand.
I cheated on him with his best friend of 20 years.
Pretty evil, Crystal.
Dr. Laura.
Do you think that if I really want to make things work, that it's possible?
I don't think he should take the risk. See, because he stands to marry somebody he doesn't know he can count on.
Right.
Which means he makes babies with you, you decide to go off with somebody else, he loses his children. It's in his best interest not to go forward with you.
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always the first on your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush 2 till 5. Rush on Wham!
News Radio 1180. WHAM. Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. The U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan urges the U.S. to work with other nations to avoid a war with Iraq.
When there is strong U.S. leadership exercised through patient diplomatic persuasion and coalition building, the United Nations is successful. And the United States is successful.
And in making his comments today at William and Mary College, he said we have the duty to exhaust all possibility of a peaceful settlement. In Baghdad, the top two UN inspectors are working toward that end. Reporter Michelle Clifford of Sky News.
Conflict to Mohammed al-Baradei returned to Baghdad, demanding a fundamental shift in cooperation. And such was the media frenzy surrounding them that their note of optimism was almost lost in the crowd.
WHAM and Rochester's law enforcement community would like to thank all the countless people who worked so hard to make the Wham! Crime Stoppers Radiothon a huge success. Many thanks to those of you who donated tens of thousands of dollars to this great cause. Because of your overwhelming generosity, Crime Stoppers will continue to be a critical service to our great community. Once again, thanks to all who made the Crime Stoppers Radiothon a great success. From News Radio 1180, WHAM. America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
It's been a year and they still have it fixed there.
Yes.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray. See, now it's our culture, we can't change it.
You're right.
I'm Dan Deary. And I'm still Jesse Graff.
He's still Jesse Graff. We keep trying to change him. Don't change, you're perfect. All right.
We're going to go see that.
That's playing a Jiva this
yes,
week.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I
love you, perfect, now change.
Yeah, downstairs cabaret. Another good one, though, that is the Jiva that I just saw. Was Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was phenomenal.
Yep.
Great crew.
Good
there.
Show. Good yeah. show. All right, we are back. We're actually back. Is that unbelievable or what? Before we get back to the phones, I would like to talk about our poll. We have a poll every week. where you get to vote on whatever it is that I've put up for a poll. please, please, folks, please, I'm begging you, please send me poll ideas. Please send me ideas for polls. Okay, last week's
we hate
poll,
to see a grown man cry.
Yeah, and when it's me, it's particularly ugly.
And it gets messy on the keyboard.
And on the microphone. We've had to replace several of these. The question last week, when we didn't actually have a show, was did your company or internet service provider get hit by the slammer worm? That's the Microsoft SQL worm that kicked the internet pretty hard last week. And the choices were yes, no. No one's admitting anything. Yes, but not my servers. The what? And no idea. When the net went down, I went catatonic. 223 of you voted. We thank each and every one of you. 103 votes for nope, followed by, that was 46% of you said no, 16% of you said yes, 14% of you said no one is admitting anything, 10% of you said what, 8% of you said yes, but not my servers, and 6% of you said no idea. When the net went down, I went catatonic. In addition, of course, we have an opinion. Once you've cast your vote, you can go and leave a little opinion. We've had some interesting opinion things lately, most of them. So we actually had some people answering the legitimate question this last week, so you can go and check those out on my website, AskNick.com. This week's poll is about the floppy drive. We just talked about this. And the question is, I use my floppy drive. Before anybody else says anything, I want to say I realize that I left off the I have no floppy drive choice for all of you Macintosh people.
I actually had to use a floppy drive yesterday on my PC.
There you go. So you do use one, but rarely.
Rarely
could be vanishingly few times in your life, like almost none. So you can use rarely. And the choices are regularly, pretty often, rarely, and hey, look at that, I have a floppy drive. So far... we have approximately, I'd have to say, somewhere in the order of 86 votes. That's very nice. And so far, 51% of you use it rarely. And 12% of you have noticed for the first time that you actually have a floppy drive. And then once you've done that, you can again go over to my website, AskNick.com, and leave an opinion. So far this week, we seem to have, what is it, 9 opinions? Yes, 9 opinions. You can also buy stuff, and I've got a list of books and DVDs and electronics that I'm recommending.
Super. Well, I'm gonna hit here, do this right now, and take a couple later on. As you know, also off of our website, you can email us with questions for some of you folks that can't get into or find the time during Saturday to call us, and you think of a question that you can email us. We won't guarantee that we're going to take them all, but we try to get to a couple. And here's two of them that we can handle very quickly. John from Webster and TJ from Pittsburgh. John from Webster wanted to know about the Easy Creator patch for XP, and TJ wanted to know about removing Elkhorn. Well, both of you folks, you can go to our website. If you scroll down along the right-hand side, you'll hear about, you'll see a thing that says, I heard about this website on your show. Both of you folks can go to there, and it'll show you an alphabetical listing. For John from Webster, we have a link to the Easy Creator patch for Windows XP in there. And for TJ from Pittsburgh, to get rid of the Elkhorn virus and you wanted to get that update, all you have to do is we've got a utility there that's called Stinger. And Stinger you can install and it will get rid of that patch, or you can literally go up to the Pacific website, which again we have links to the McAfee and Norton website, and get your updates from there. So there's two emails, and we'll get to a couple others a little later on.
Excellent. And while we're going back to the phones, I want you all to do me a favor. I want you to go to our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you.
We got to meet Francis.
And she sent me this email 100 years ago, and she was right. I had never up to that point told people it was soundbites with a Y. I assume they knew that. But if they've never been to the site, how would they know that? To go back. So,
well, maybe we can get some of these folks to come out because there has rumors.
Rumors.
I've heard rumors.
Rumors.
That we might be going back out on the road again.
Don't!
in a couple months.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're looking at
springtime. It might even be a longer affair, like I've even heard maybe 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Woo.
10 good to 4 buddy. Says, that's good. That's good odds. 10 to 4 says we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And you'll hear more about that as things develop. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we? But before we do, while we're taking the announcements, you should go to our website, soundbites.org. Scroll down, and there's a section that says announcements. And you will see three links at the top. Of course, down at the bottom, you can buy stuff from the Soundbite store. You should definitely do that, too.
I opted.
I'm wearing my classic thong at the moment.
I don't doubt that. I don't actually doubt that at all.
Of course, it wasn't a thong when I put it on.
Thank God this is radio. You know, it doesn't matter what the level of this show is. It's guaranteed that at some point it will get lower. We have three exciting things. One is the 12 Days of Christmas once a year on my website. The folks in my forum put together a 12 Days of Christmas. That's kind of fun.
Which is always good.
But if you've been to our website more than once, you've noticed that we have a logo with our faces in it, and it changes pretty regularly. We have some incredibly talented...
More than I have changed socks.
Yeah, I know it. We know. We're going to talk to you about that.
Thank you.
We have some incredibly talented people who are even crazier than they are talented, and they've been creating logos left and right. So if you're on a fast connection, because it is graphics intensive, you can read the logo saga. And logos wasn't enough for these people. They've moved on to movie posters. This is some of the funniest stuff I have ever seen in my entire life.
Who got that cooking? Lollygag?
No, actually, you mean who put up the very first movie poster?
I thought she did.
No, actually, the very first one was Bonzilla. Bon Vibra put that up. He put up a thing for the coconuts. He rearranged the letters, stuck our faces in it. It was even a French poster. He's going to all these French sites to get the posters. And put it up there, used all the same... lettering and everything. Wait till you see the quality of this stuff.
But he spelled my name wrong.
He did spell your name wrong. Well, yeah, he did. There's no H in Ray. It's R-E-A, like the actor. And then we went on to the Three Stooges, and we went on to the Matrix and the Wizard of Oz. You have to see this stuff. Lolly Gag makes her first appearance in the Austin Powers thing, and we go on to Doc's. It just gets hysterically funny. We've got all kinds of people putting in all kinds of stuff. It's all there, but it is very graphics intensive. So,
well,
who was
that
one?
They altered Easy Rider with you, me, and
that's right. But that wasn't a poster. That was a picture from it. I suppose I could put that up, but I'd have to go back and find that one. You're right. But these are all up good as of about 1 o'clock this morning. Some very funny stuff. The last few are very funny. I really like The Seven Samurai, I have to say. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm in it now, so I'm very excited. So if you want to check that out, that's again at our website. It's the movie posters. We're going to go back to the phones now. Charlie from Geneva on the line. Welcome, Charlie. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
And I use the term loosely.
Thank you.
Well, you should.
Say, I just installed a dual USB front side ports. And how do I go into my BIOS to check to make sure it's being seen?
Well, it depends on the manufacturer of your motherboard, but typically while you're turning on the machine, there'll be something like it says press F2 to enter setup or press delete.
Or it should. What OS are you using?
98 SE.
It should show up in the device manager.
Yeah, it should be plug and play in there.
But
try if it doesn't show up.
Wait a minute, did you just say there it is?
No. I'm not sitting at the board right now. My wife's got it.
So you won't get it back for a while.
Well, we know about.
Yeah, you should be able to look in the device manager and see whether or not they're there.
Under
if they're
system.
Not,
yeah,
then you need to do some stuff probably in the BIOS.
Yep.
Okay. When I had the cover off, I was on the board and I noticed I have two other USB ports, but below and to the right of the bottom. Oh, little silver thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the 9-pin power supply.
Mm-hmm.
The pin out was the number 5 position on the inboard inside.
All right.
So that's what I did. I guess that's the power supply.
Well, and guessing is bad.
Yeah, particularly when you're talking about power, guessing is bad.
Yeah, because you ever want to see smoke
That's what I'm
hoping
for.
Hook it up wrong.
You're hoping for smoke.
Ask Dan and I.
You want to replace the whole machine, don't you, Charlie?
Got it.
Yeah. That, in that case, yes. First, wrap the whole thing in aluminum foil, then plug anything you want into it and turn it right on.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, you're supposed to take that ground thing off in there, too? I can't remember.
Exactly. Then what you want to do is have a few screws loose in your hand. Turn it on, then drop. Oops! Oh, honey! I'll be right back.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
On it,
Charlie, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that Soundbites does not get blamed for giving this gentleman that kind of advice.
Right, right.
If he wants to get it repaired, yeah, he can bring it on back to us. But I'm not going to be held responsible for telling folks to electrocute themselves.
No, right, right. Of course, you all realize we're only kidding, and that Charlie should not do any of that stuff, nor should you.
Oh, heavens no. Oh, I would never think of it.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Charlie. Good luck on getting that new
now,
machine.
Now, we see a puff of smoke coming up off of Geneva.
Yeah. Everybody go out and look toward Geneva and see what you see.
Honey, wait a minute. I need to work on the computer for a minute. The guys told me to do this.
All right, we're going to Vito and Chilai. Vito, come esta?
I'm very good.
That's what I like to hear.
Nice to hear you guys talk.
Thank you.
I've got a need for your help, and any suggestions you can make on how to clone a hard drive in a computer which is running on DOS 5.0 for its operating system would be a help. So I've got Norton Ghost 2002.
Yep.
And I've tried this, and I made a boot wizard diff.
Yep.
I made it on my PC using Windows 98.
Yep.
And used the MS-DOS from the Windows 98 machine. But
yep.
That doesn't boot the 5.0 machine. So I deleted the command.com from the boot disk, and I copied in a command.com from the 5.0 machine, and that boots it. But nevertheless, when I do it, it boots the computer. It gives me a bad command or file name, invalid directory.
Yeah, you get a bunch of stuff. This 5.0 machine, does this by any chance have one of those, one of two things? You're either using the disk manager program, or you've used Microsoft's disk compressor. What do they call that? What do they used to call that?
Disk compressor. Yeah.
Yeah, their disk compressor program. So that when you boot up, your disk looks about twice as big as it really is?
Yeah.
Do you have either of those installed?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's likely that you do. The thing is that if you booted Norton Ghost, it shouldn't care. You can make a bit by bit copy of that drive to another drive without ever actually knowing what's on it. The theory is you could duplicate the drive from any operating system without actually going in and doing anything, but that would be a bit-to-bit copy of the drive itself, not certain files off the drive or whatever.
Well, I want to copy the operating system plus my program.
To another hard drive?
No, to a zip disk. I've got guest.exe installed on this.
Double space.
Double space, very good.
I found it, sorry.
It's double space, that's right. That Ghost should do that. It would probably save it as a compressed image.
Yeah, you can sit there and say it's an image to the zip drive.
Right.
And double space wasn't introduced until DOS 6, so that can't be his problem
okay,
on the 5
then.
Machine.
I can't get it to run, though. That's the whole thing.
What happens when you try to get it to run?
Well, I get this in a bad command or file name.
Well, you could also have, just copying the command.com. That's just one file, but you've got two hidden files.
Oh, I know. I've got those in there. I mean, the
I.O. sys and the, what is it?
MS-DOS.sys.
Yes. Well,
but, Charlie, when you created this disk the first time, the boot disk for Norton Ghost.
Right.
You created the disk, you stuck it in, and what happened?
It won't boot it. In other words, I just get a cursor that's constantly blinking. And you have to do Control-Alt-Delete to restart the 5.0 machine. It's only when I put command.com from the 5.0 machine on that disk that it actually boots it. And then it gives me this
bad command. Okay, there's something clearly else wrong here, because if you've run Norton Ghost correctly, it should set up a bootable disk that will boot on any machine. It shouldn't matter what the machine is. So something else went wrong with your initial setup of that disk.
Well, I made the, when it says get MS-DOS, I got MS-DOS from the DOS prompt. In other words, I'm
yeah, that shouldn't
program.
Matter anyway. If you boot up a machine that was made with DOS 6, with a disk that was made with DOS 6, then the machine will be in DOS 6. That doesn't matter either. So something went wrong with the initial setup, is what I'm saying. It wasn't that you can't read a DOS 6. I can ghost Linux boxes with Ghost. It doesn't care what the operating system is on the hard drive.
What, we've done 2000?
Yeah, it doesn't care.
NT.
So something went wrong with your initial setup of Ghost, is what I'm saying. You're looking at a symptom and therefore looking at the wrong end of the thing. The cause is back a step at creating that disk under Norton.
As a matter of fact, our version that Dan and I have down in the shop right now of Ghost, when you put the boot disk in, it says starting Windows 98.
Right.
And we can still, from there, then ghost a NT box, Windows 2000. We've even done my other beloved OS that.
ME. Oh, yeah, the one you love, ME.
I'll say it.
Thank you. Have to.
Thank you. And it works fine. So, yeah, like Nick said, there's something there that you've got
to
hit.
So you need to back up a step.
Yeah.
It might be a bad floppy. It might just be that it was made, there was a glitch in the making of it. Make sure you didn't skip a step, although it's fairly automatic.
No, I'm pretty I didn't use a PC DOS. I used MS DOS.
That's okay.
Yep. And I'm pretty confident that it'll run. If I was to run it in my Windows 98 machine, I'm pretty sure it'll allow me to use it. It's just that I can't seem to get it.
Try it on the 98 machine and see if it boots.
Well, now it won't, of course.
No, now it won't.
Right.
No.
Make a new boot disk. And it could also be simply a matter of the fact that the floppy on the 98 machine and the floppy on the 95 machine are out of alignment with each other, and it can't read the drive 100%.
Well, that's where we're coming to a possibility, because I have to build it up on a floppy, which, by the way, I use.
Yeah.
And I have to then copy that to a diskette.
Right.
Not a diskette, but a 5 1/4 inch.
One question for you.
5 1/4?
Yeah, because it only boots off a 5 1/4.
Off of a 3.5. Okay, there's a whole... know what's the easiest thing for you to do here? Pull the drive out of the old machine, attach it as a second drive on your new machine, and then make the copy that way. Boot up into Norton on your new machine.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it what you want is an image of that old drive.
Or just put it in, instead of having your master drive, just unhook it temporarily, hook up this... drive temporarily,
right,
and boot it up with that, which will do a 3.
Right, same idea. But the point is, stick it in your new machine, make the copy there, then put it back in your old machine.
Okay, then I have to copy it to my C drive then.
You can copy it anywhere you want.
Well, I can't copy it to my external USB drive because
it doesn't have USB drivers. Right, copy it to the hard drive and then save the copy off to your USB drive.
Okay, I've got two comments based on previous callers. If you have time,
quickly.
Okay, one is the guy that can't defrag with. When he schedules it,
right.
If he turns off his screen saver and his monitor power saver, it'll work.
Right, and any antivirus running in the background and zone alarm and about a million other things. Yeah.
And then last week you had somebody about temporary Internet files, and if you're using Internet Explorer, there's a selection in there where you can go to security, advanced and security, and you can say eliminate temporary Internet files when you down your browser.
Right. Right. Delete them.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Dan, Jesse, and me, Nick, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey, friends. Lonsberry here. With the new year, I'd like to invite you to become a reader of my newsletter. The boss has put it out for free. You can pick it up at Best at Tile and Hardwoods in Spencerport, Pace Window and Door in Victor, any Reed I Associates location, Thule's Okanomish Furniture in Suburban Plaza in Henrietta, and True Hearts Rug, 3400 East River Road. What's it feature? All kind of commentaries and such like that, thoughts, various foolishness from me. It's the Lonsberry Newsletter from us here at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Opera Rochester offers you the opportunity to introduce your family and friends to a wonderful evening of opera at the spectacular Eastman Theater. Hatred engenders hatred, leaving love no chance in this bizarre and fascinating opera, blending romantic agony and gothic horror. Verdi's great opera, Il Trovatore, comes to Rochester Sunday, February 9th, for one performance only. Fully staged, full orchestra and chorus, featuring international soloists, Il Trovatore will be performed in Italian with English supertitles. Il Trovatore is performed by the Teatro Lirico in Europa in their current tour, featuring Ruman Diakov's powerful tenor voice in the role of Manrico. Tickets available at Ticket Express and all Ticketmaster outlets. Call 232-1900 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Opera Rochester presents Il Trovatore on Sunday, January 9th at the Eastman Theater. A wonderful opportunity to see grand opera in the Eastman Theater. Call 232-1900.
Many people have trouble seeing things clearly. They may see their own vision loss as an impossible hurdle, or they may see others with poor vision as helpless. And when people have difficulty seeing things clearly, they may see ABVI Goodwill as a last resort that someone else might need. I'm Dr. Paul Cato. As a low vision specialist at ABVI Goodwill, I can probably clear up a few things. Our low vision center helps people see their potential every day, every week, and every year. We help hundreds of people achieve their highest level of independence by getting to know each of our clients, understanding their lifestyles, goals, and abilities. We can help maximize their remaining vision, enabling them to do what they need to do and go where they need to go. If you or someone you know wants this kind of independence, the first thing you should do is ask your doctor for a referral to ABVI Goodwill, or call the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired Goodwill at 585-232-1111 for more information.
WHAM is participating in the contest with other radio stations owned and not owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc., both inside and outside of the station's listening area, called A Trip. You could win one of 60 prize packages that include, for each winner and one guest, 4-day, 3-night, double occupancy room stay, and round-trip coach airfare from a U.S. metropolitan area. Food, beverage, and accommodations as provided by Beach's standard all-inclusive packages for the selected resort. Each prize is valued at $5,000. See full rules for complete and specific prize description. Listen weekdays beginning February 3rd through February 28th, 2003, between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time for the contest trigger. After the contest trigger is broadcast, the 25th nationwide caller 1-866-525-WINS, that's 1-866-525-9467, wins one prize package per qualified caller. No purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old and reside in a participating radio station's total survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio nationwide and or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc., other media companies and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. For complete contest rules or, where required by law, a list of winners, contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. Copyright 2003, Clear Channel Broadcasting, Incorporated.
How would you like to beat heart disease? Live a healthier life? Come find out how at Strong Heart Day, sponsored by Strong Health. Saturday, February 15th from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the RIT Inn and Conference Center on West Henrietta Road. Meet Strong Health doctors. Get answers to your health and nutrition questions. A free blood pressure screening. Meet professionals from Strong Health Women's Studies, Strong Rehabilitation Center, specialists in plastic surgery, Center for Lifetime Wellness, and more. Admission is free, but registration is required. Call 234-7701 to register. Don't miss Strong Heart Day, Saturday, February 15th.
This is Bob Brenna Jr. from the law firm of Brenna & Brenna, reminding you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the Brenna & Brenna Law Forum here on WHAM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
We're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Jesse Graff.
And we are what? Sound bites.
That works.
It works for me.
Digging and grooving.
There's a thing, really, it's radio.
Glad we're not on TV, folks.
It's good to be, radio. We're going to go back to the phones in just a minute, but first we have a couple more items we've got. Mail.
Yeah, this is another one. We do not play lawyers, so, and we do not profess to be lawyers. So,
and, shouldn't this have gone to Dr. Laura?
No, I think Brennan and Brennan.
Brennan
and
Brennan.
You know, the law firm in there. But we will attempt this one. Yavko from Rochester writes, I'm having a problem, this disagreement with my wife. Which is the correct answer? Can I leave the computer on, as you stated that you do, 24/7, or is it better to turn it off at night? I like to check email frequently without switching the computer on. My wife tells me that I am wearing it out, which causes more wear on the machine. Further, how long can you expect a machine to last?
I'm just telling. All right, well, I'll tell you this off the air.
Well, we jokingly call this the second most heated debate in the computer industry.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. The thing is, I hate to tell you this, Yakov, but you're both right. The answer is, it depends.
If you leave it on all the time, you wear it out because it's on and hot. If you turn it on an awful lot, you wear it out because you're turning it on and off.
Wait a minute. Can we say that we're PC about the PC?
Okay. We'll go back to it.
No?
Can you turn off his mic? Because it doesn't even have to be an Emmy thing anymore. Here's the deal. Turning it on and off is bad for it because there is a thermal shock that happens. When you turn on a cold electrical circuit of any sort, a burst of heat goes through it. That stresses the element. That's why 99 times out of 100, when an electric light burns out, it's when you're turning it on. If you've given it that extra little bit of stress, it kills it. On the other hand, as Steve said, when you leave it on all the time, that wears the hardware elements out, like the hard drive is, and the fans are going all the time, and it heats up, and it could overheat if you don't have it carefully ventilated. But the reality is it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, and at best, the difference is counted in days over the lifetime of the computer.
What I like to say is it's more an issue of the wasted electricity.
Exactly.
Especially the monitor, which is a huge energy guzzler. It may only be a few cents a day for your computer, but multiplied by the 300 million computers in this country alone,
right.
And it adds up to a lot of wasted power that some power plant is polluting the air to make for you.
And let us suggest that you make a compromise, Jacob. All good marriages are based on two things, compromise and having a really big house so you can get away from each other. We can't help you with the second one, but for the first one, here's the compromise. When you come home in the evening, turn the computer on, leave it on till you both go to bed, then turn it off overnight and through the next day. Then she wins and you win. Neither one of you is really happy, and that's the soul of compromise.
And the last part of the question is which is our famous answer, it depends. Which the question was, how long can they expect the machine to last?
It entirely depends on a million
2 weeks
things.
After your warranty expires.
Yes, we'll guarantee you that. Here's the deal with that. It depends on a million things. All components, you know, every component is a little different in the way it was built and whatever they may have used for it in terms of technology and or rather materials. Some are, you know, you get little cracks, you get little breaks.
I mean, we've had brand-new hard drives fresh out of the bag. Dan and I have gone through a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they're just that.
And then other
also,
machines that run for 10 years and
never have a problem.
Over, yeah.
There's machines that, for example, if it gets overly hot or you have a power glitch in your line, there's a million things that can kill your machine. But in general, it's going to last a long time.
And quite often it lasts longer than you want it to because you need justification to buy the new one.
Yeah, like our guy there in Geneva.
That's right. At some point, you're really stopping and saying, can we kill this in some way? Of course, you can't. Our next caller is Tom from Brighton. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Welcome.
Thank you.
I've been trying
to
install TurboTax. I thought I'd get a head start on it this year. I went out beginning of the week and bought TurboTax Deluxe. You know, 30 seconds and you're up and running.
Yep.
Famous last words.
Except for the big controversy brewing about TurboTax's required registration.
Yeah
I got something about, I got a few things to say about that, too.
Yeah, not on the air, though.
Yeah, I'll be good. I'll be good. But I am very frustrated. I spent hours trying to get this program installed, including several chat sessions with their their service to help people.
Right.
And at their suggestions, I have I've run Windows Update. I've cleaned my CD. I've run a scan disk. I've installed it with nothing running except Explorer and SysTray.
What happens when you try to install it?
Okay, exactly what happens is it goes fine until it gets to the screen right near the end where it says you're almost done. We'll now install it and push you on to activate it, and I get three messages. The first one is you run an illegal operation. The program's performed an illegal operation, will be shut down.
Right.
It shows that they have an invalid page fault in module kernel 32.dll, etc. The next one is the same message about an illegal operation. This time the details say it's executed an invalid instruction in module prd.dll at such and such. And then finally, I get a Microsoft Visual C++ runtime library, runtime error, program ttax.exe, which is their program, abnormal program termination. And it shuts down. That's it. Doesn't matter how I install it. I've installed it from the CD. I've installed it from the hard disk for their instructions. I've run all these various changes. I've adjusted my CD-ROM stuff that they suggested.
You've got one of two problems, Tom.
Yep.
Either you've got a bad CD. Or you've got a memory problem.
Memory problem. Okay. I took the CD last night and installed it on my wife's laptop.
And it ran fine.
It ran fine up to the point where I had to activate it, and that's their wonderful system. And you have to activate it first on the machine that you're going to print from.
Of course.
And e-file from, and that's not the machine because I don't have internet access on that machine.
Of course, but it's installed.
Installed, yep.
It sounds then like it could be a memory problem. How much memory do you have on this machine?
192 megs.
You need to download a memory tester. We have one. We have a link to one on our website, MemTest86. Go to our website at AskNick. Yeah, well, you can go to AskNick.com. It's a great website, and I recommend it highly. But the site you want to go to at this moment is soundbites.org. That's with a Y. Scroll down on the lower right. You'll see a link that says, I heard a website on your show. On that site, you'll see two columns. The right-hand column is a bunch of links in alphabetical order. You're looking for MemTest86.
MemTest86.
Go there and download and follow the instructions for creating a boot disk of the memory tester. It runs overnight, but it does the most thorough test of your memory that I have ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I might also suggest a CD lens cleaner. You could have a dirty CD
but
drive.
It's possible. Yeah.
It's possible. But start here because it's something you can do tonight.
Okay.
And let it run overnight and see if there are not indeed memory problems. Because what you're getting here is generally memory problems. And what may happen is that you've got plenty of memory for normal things, but when you're starting to do an install, you load a whole bunch of additional stuff that's creeping up into an area of memory where there's a problem.
You might also want to try installing in safe mode. But then you won't have internet access to register.
Well, when I did the install from the hard disk, they had me copy it on the hard disk and then go into safe mode and install from safe mode.
I would check memory.
Yeah.
Start there, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Let
Thank
us know.
You much.
I appreciate it. Yep. Our next thing we're going to do is take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Dan, Jesse, and me, Nick, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Chuck and Bozo is back on Wham, and he's better than ever. Listen late night, midnight to 5 a.m. to Chuck and Bozo. Now without the music, more Bozo, less country. Bozo is on Wham 7 nights a week. Coast to Coast AM fans can still hear George Norrie up the dial from 2 to 6 a.m. on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK. You asked for it, you've got it, Rochester. Chuck and Bozo is back on Wham. Late nights, midnight to 5 a.m. on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local, full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984 and is a Corel-approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
Is it true that new longer-lasting Wrigley Spearmint gum is so good you won't want to chew on anything else? To find out, we took Bert from research,
hello,
dressed him up like a wounded seal,
guys,
and dumped him into shark-infested waters.
I am so out of field.
Now let's throw in some new Wrigley Spearmint gum and see which one the sharks chew on. Wow, sharks have chosen longer-lasting Spearmint. Except for that one.
What?
He didn't get any.
Wait, what?
And he's mad. New longer-lasting Wrigley Spearmint gum. So good you won't want to chew on anything else.
Right now, someone's doing their best 5K run ever. Right now, a couple is taking a stroll on the beach. Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again, because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief. Available at stores everywhere.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This is Governor George Pataki. We all want the best for our parents and our grandparents. We want them to be healthy so they can enjoy the best things in life, like travel, hobbies, and spending time with their grandchildren. That's where New York's EPIC program can help. EPIC is New York's prescription drug program, helping seniors across New York get the medicines they need to live longer, healthier lives. Now we've made EPIC even better, so more than 200,000 seniors can get the drugs they need. EPIC can save seniors more than $1,700 a year on their prescription medicines. Just listen to Katharina Roberts of Manhattan.
It was very easy. I filled out an application, and in a very short time I got my card. There are people in my building who didn't know about it who are now on EPIC and now not having to choose between food and medicine, which is what EPIC is all about.
So why not look into EPIC, either for yourself or for someone you care about, today? To learn more, call 1-800-332-3742. That's 1-800-332-3742.
Rush Limbaugh.
Wish I could go on all afternoon, folks, but we can't.
Weekdays, 2 till 5, on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to.
Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, there he is. Hi there. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Jesse Graff.
And this is yet still even more of Sound Bites. Our next caller is Rudy from North Chilai. How are you, Rudy?
Oh, I'm pretty good, except my computer doesn't like me.
Well, I don't know.
We don't get into
that,
family matters.
I got a compact 5.
We already helped the guy with his marriage. We might as well help Rudy with his computer.
Yeah.
Again, being PC for a PC?
No, yep. We're just going to help him.
You won't let me go with that term, will you?
I'm not impressed yet. Go ahead.
I got an XP. The computer's a compact about a year old, and yesterday it decided it didn't like what I wanted to do, so it slowed up, and the cursor sometimes took a minute or more to respond, and when I opened the Microsoft Word, just a blank thing and didn't touch anything else, it started writing.
Oh, what's your antivirus program? Too late.
It'd be the Norton.
When was the last time you updated it?
When the last time I updated it?
Yeah.
Too late. Here's the problem. This sounds a lot. What did Word start writing?
It said the end in the end to be the new in the new and then entered in the new in the.
You have a virus.
Okay.
You need to update your antivirus software immediately. No, first, you need to go to our website, soundbites.org,
Scroll down to the right where it says, I heard a website on your show.
Okay.
Click on that and go to our list and download a product called Stinger.
Okay.
It is from McAfee, but that doesn't matter. It'll work even with a standalone program. You download it, you run it. It checks itself first and cleans itself up if it has to, then runs and cleans up your system of 18 of the most violent viruses that even turn off Norton antivirus.
And while you're there, the other program that I would highly recommend getting, it's right up at the top of the list, is a program called AdAware. AdAware is by Lavasoft, because if you've got viruses in there, you could also most likely have spyware.
Yep.
As you heard Dan talking about, there's another one out there that you don't realize it. It'll download in the background, and it sends off information. So you might want to also, along with Stinger, download and install and then run AdAware.
And there's a new version 6 that just came out. You want to make sure you update it regularly.
And that will get rid of any spyware that's on your machine, too.
Right. But start with the antivirus. Run Stinger first.
Okay.
Then update your Norton. Right? Do a thorough scan of every file on the entire machine.
Which may take several hours.
You don't care.
How do you do that?
It's part of the Norton setup.
Okay.
When you go to run it, you get to decide.
Do a full scan.
Yeah, full scan.
All files are just .exe files, it usually says.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to select all files. And then go get a sandwich, go see a movie, you know, go out and get some sushi.
I put a disk back in or just what's in the computer?
Well, just what's in the computer. Doesn't get floppy.
Unless.
Then you make sure that Norton is running in the background all the time. Now you download AdAware and run that and let it scan the entire hard drive. Then every time you put a floppy in, it should be scanned. Every time you download a file, it should be scanned. I'll almost guarantee you're going to find some viruses that need cleaning up.
If Stinger says that you've got something like the Klez virus or some of the other more insidious ones, it will actually disable your Norton, and you will need to reinstall it from the CD.
Right.
And
because one
of
Klez and those others actually damage Norton, so it needs to be reinstalled. And AdAware will tell you that. Or not AdAware. Stinger will tell you that.
Also, one more thing, if I can add, is turn off the system restore. If you're, since you said you're running Windows XP, because the virus can hide in those files, and it, even if you wipe out the virus, it can reinstall itself back in.
Turn off what?
The system restore in Windows XP.
Yeah, tell them where to find it.
Yep,
there are instructions on the Stinger download page to do this, too.
Yep. If you go in your control panel, click on system, the icon in there, and the second tab at the top is system restore, and just uncheck turn off system restore, and you'll be all set and run it.
Okie doke.
All right, we'll try.
Okay, if you're on the phone, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Dan, Jesse, and me, Nick, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you're still wondering what to give her for Valentine's Day, Lipman Jewelers has the perfect surprise. It really is this year's must-have gift idea. A dazzling three-diamond pendant. A pendant that celebrates your past, your present, and all your future years together. A pendant that's guaranteed to win her heart all over again. Designed in white or yellow gold, it's specially priced at Lipman Jewelers and comes in three different diamond total weights. The 1/4 carat is $199. The half carat, $499. And the 1 carat, $999. And just think, with credit approval, you can have 12-month, no-interest financing with no down payment on a minimum purchase of $999 at Lipman Jewelers. And keep in mind, with our 90-day money-back guarantee, you can't possibly make a mistake. Lipman Jewelers, for all those special times.
Okay, guys, does this sound familiar?
Oh, honey, don't worry about Valentine's Day.
Which really means
I love jewelry and chocolate.
JCPenney has you covered. 20 to 60% off fine and fashion jewelry. A diamond heart pendant with chocolates for only $79.99. And 25 to 50% off stylish lingerie. Which really means
oh, honey, you're the best.
It's all inside JCPenney.
This is not a bring of the prices. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale ends February 13th. Last year, Rowe Photo, Video, and Audio had an unprecedented event, a store-wide sale. Now, sales we've had, but by and large, they're product-specific. Maybe a speaker event or special prices on digital cameras or camcorders, camera equipment, lenses and tripods, film and paper and chemicals. But sometimes, when we've had that special event or this specific pricing, you may not be in the market. We discovered this when we had our first store-wide sale. People came from Lyons, Dansville, Spencer Ford, even Syracuse and Buffalo to shop and buy because our prices store-wide had never been better. What did we learn? There's a demand out there. People want new cameras and camcorders. They want new speakers. They love Rowe's Progressive Speaker Sale, where the more speakers you buy, the less each will cost you. And here's something else. Telescopes and binoculars, even those flat-screen plasma TVs and great DVD players. Everything's on sale. Everything store-wide at Rowe Photo, Video, and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue, or Rowe on the Ridge in Buckman's Plaza.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Here's the file you wanted, Lisa.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, you've taken classes at Rochester Info Courses, haven't you?
Yeah, several. I got a list of a bunch more that I want to take. Why?
I saw this ad for their Valentine's Day single mingle. I was thinking of going.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with a bunch of my friends. I went to their holiday singles bash, and it was a blast.
I see here that Reporter will be performing live, and there'll be wine and chocolate tastings. Do you think there'll be a lot of quality people to meet there?
Definitely. Why do you think I'm going?
Good point. I'll see you guys there.
Join Cupid, Rochester Info Courses, and hundreds of various singles for a Valentine's Day single mingle. Mark your calendar for February 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. and come dance to the music of Reporter. Enjoy chocolate treats, win a door prize, and enjoy lots of great conversation at the German House, 315 Gregory Street, near the corner of South Avenue. Tickets are available in advance for $20 by calling 585-256-1960 or $25 at the door. Rochester Info Courses Valentine's Day single mingle.
This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call from Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
You know, he's rarely wrong. I am Nick Francesco.
Really?
I am.
Oh, okay. And I must be Dave Enright.
You must be.
That makes me Steve Wright.
I guess it does.
And yeah. I'm Dan Deary.
You'll have to be.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And delighted to be so.
Always.
Absolutely. We're going to get back to the phones in a second. But first, I have a public service announcement. Folks, as you heard from the last series of ads, this coming Friday is Valentine's Day. And you haven't bought anything for your significant other. That's bad. I'm here to tell you right now, an e-card doesn't do it. Start your scan. Start your full antivirus scan of your hard drive. You now have a couple of hours to get in your car, go to a mall, buy chocolate, buy flowers, buy a teddy bear. And then come back home with those things. You have plenty of time to do it. No excuses. You have to do the scan anyway. This is your chance to get out of the doghouse.
You'll be all set for come Valentine's Day. You don't
exactly.
Have to work there. Fight the crowd.
Do it now, and you can walk around all week with a smug look on your face. The only thing you have to remember now is that on Friday you have to find where you left that stuff and give it to your significant other. You're on your own for that, but you can download reminder programs from the internet.
Or just tell her that you got to go check on something for the computer. This way she doesn't know that you're going out to do Valentine's
Day. That's exactly right.
You say, oh, I got the computer running, I got to go check on something at the store.
Right.
And this way she's guessing all week whether you did anything, and all of a sudden, boom, you come out the
door. Of course, that's right.
You can always order online and have it delivered.
And you can order online in many places and have it delivered in time for Valentine's Day. You may pay a little
delivered
extra.
Delivered to her office on Friday.
But there's nothing better if you're sending something to your honey to have it sent to his or her office, because then all the office mates get jealous. You get double points.
Unless you know the spouses of the office mates, and then you're in the doghouse again.
Then you're in the doghouse. It happened to me all the time. I send my wife flowers all the time. Our next caller is Ann from Farmington. Welcome, Ann. What's your question?
Yes, I had the same problem as an earlier caller. I tried to defrag last weekend, After 24 hours, I was at 86%, so I quit. So today, after your earlier phone call, I tried to defrag in DOS mode, and I typed in defrag, and it said, need Windows to run program.
There's another version of defrag on the hard drive that runs inside DOS mode. But you can run the Windows version inside safe mode.
Which is your next choice.
Which, you know, if you're starting up your machine, you got Windows 98, I take it?
Right.
Just hold down the control key while it's booting. You will then get a menu. The third option on that menu is safe mode. You can go into safe mode, and then from there, like Dan was saying before, select defrag, and away you go. And while you're at it, after it's done defragging, you can even run scan disk.
There you go.
How do I get out of safe mode?
After it's done, just go to start and say reboot.
Just like start, Windows. Shut down. Just like you're going to shut down the system, only pick reboot. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave and Steve, and in particular Dan, who was magnificent for his first time
thank
on.
You.
And Jesse, who has always been magnificent when he sits in for Rob. And I'm sure for the rest of all the other shows that he manages so ably. We will be back here next Saturday at 12:25. In the meantime, we have the website and all the fun we're having there. And I want to thank each and every one of you for helping us out. Apologize to the people we didn't get to. See you next Saturday on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Your station for school and business closings and the most accurate forecast. News Radio 1180, WHAM Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick.
A useful discussion.
Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix emerging from meetings today in Baghdad with Iraqi officials. Iraq reportedly handed over documents during that meeting, although it's unclear what they contained. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan urged the U.S. today not to go it alone in the standoff with Iraq.
The United Nations is most useful to all its members, including the United States, when it is united and works as a source of collective action rather than discord.
And in making his comments at William and Mary College, President Bush used his weekly radio address.